I remember his maiden speech, you know, particularly back then, what it meant to make your maiden speech on the Senate floor. Well, I was with him in his office one day. He hadn't been in the Senate very long, maybe a couple of weeks. I have to say, by way of backstory, he was the first Peace Corps volunteer elected to the Senate. He'd been in Ethiopia and then had been a trainer in the West Indies. And so he was very proud of the fact that he was the only member of the Senate who had lived in Africa, you know, and he felt he knew a lot about Africa. Well, we were in his office, and it's before the Senate was televised, so we're listening over the squawk box in the background, as we always did. I always tell people those are the days when, to be a good staffer, you had to know all 100 voices, otherwise you wouldn't know what was going on. So anyway, somebody's making a speech about something and refers to Ethiopia or Somalia or something like that. And he perks up and he says, "I don't agree with that." He says, "Come on." And he drags me and we go over to the floor and he stands up and he gets recognition and he starts talking. Well, about 5 minutes into this address, all of a sudden you hear this bang as those twin swinging doors and of the center aisle swing fly open, and puffing down the aisle comes Ted Kennedy, you know, at a trot, you know, because, as you know better than I, it was the tradition for the senior senator to introduce his junior colleagues, you know, when he made on the floor of the Senate when he was about to make his maiden speech. And here was Tsongas making his maiden speech without any forewarning. Never mind to Ted Kennedy. He hadn't made any forewarning to his staff or his speechwriter or anybody else. He just had something to say. He went down and said it. And that really, that kind of encapsulates the way he was.